نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. اما بعد، کچھ فضائل کی حدیث باقی ہے وضو کی، انشاءاللہ اس کے بعد وضو کرنے کا طریقہ بھی سیکھ لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ. حضرت عمر ابن عبسہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماتے ہیں، نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا، جو شخص باوضو سوتا ہے رات میں اٹھ کر اللہ تبارک و تعالی سے دین اور دنیا کی دعا مانگتا ہے تو اللہ اس کی دعا کو قبول کر لیتا ہے. The person who sleep with wuzu in middle of the night, whenever he gets up in the night and he make dua about deen and dunya, Allah will accept his dua. This is a barakah of the wuzu. The hadith is quoted by Ali al-Muttaqi in his hadith book in Kanzul Ummal. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, jo ba wuzu soye, those who make wuzu and sleep, aur usi raat uska intikal ho jaye, the same night he passed away, to shaheed ki maut marta hai. He dies as a shaheed. He dies as a martyr. Wuzu, 2 minute ka job hai, lekin sawab kitna hai. Isliye ke ba wuzu sona sunnat hai. To sleep with wuzu is sunnah. And there's a lots of virtues. Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu ta'ala narrated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith is quoted in Muslim Sharif, in Abu Dawud Sharif. جو کوئی وضو کرے، اچھی طرح وضو کرے، when a person make وضو perfectly، پھر 2 rakat نماز پڑھے، with concentrations he perform 2 rakat نماز، تو اس کے لیے جنت واجب ہے. جنت is واجب for him. جنت is واجب for him. Haji Imdadullah sahab rahmatullah alayhi mentioned this hadith. So one of his murid, all the murids, he said this hadith, the hadith of Muslim Sharif, said make proper wuzu with sunnat and mustahab, according to sunnat and mustahab, and then you read 2 rakat namaz without any whisper, concentration, fully devotion and concentration in your namaz. He says 2 rakat namaz only, either tahiyatul wuzu or either tahiyatul masjid or nafal rakats, whatever. Jannat is wajib. He says, I'm going to do today. He made wuzu properly and then he stood up. He said, I want to read 2 rakat namaz. 2 rakat namaz. He performed 2 rakat namaz. You know, closing his eyes. When you close your eyes, you get more concentrations. Something, you close your eyes, you get more devotion and concentration in your namaz. He did proper namaz. He finished his namaz. He went to sleep. He saw a jannat and hoor. Haji Sahib mentioned, Haji Imdadullah Sahib, he saw a hoor in his dream. حور بہت جنت کی حور تو خوبصورت ہی ہے، but she was a blind. She was blind. He got shocked. How can the حور can be blind and she's from جنت? He woke up in the morning, he performed فجر نماز, then he went to حاجی صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ جو ہمارے سلسلے کے تو سرخیل ہیں, حاجی امداد اللہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, when he completed his Bayanul Quran, the ulama said, look like he made lots of mutala, because in 2 volumes there are so many books, ulum is there. He said, no, I didn't make mutala of so many kutub, small kaf. I made mutala of kutub, big kaf. Kutub abdal, wali kutub. He says, I have seen Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi
Qutb, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi, and leader of the all the Qutb, Haji Imdadullah. And that helped me in the writing of the Tafsirul Quran. Haji Imdadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, was looking at, he mentioned the whole story. He says, Hazrat, you mentioned yesterday in the Bayan to read, make proper wuzu, you know, and then read two rakat sunnat without any whispers, any thinking of anything, just only Allah. I did it. And I've seen a hoor in my dream, but it was blind. Hazrat ne farmaya, tu ne aankh ban karke namaz padhi thi? Did you perform namaz with closing your eyes? He said, yes. He says, aankh khulli rakke parna sunnat hai. Tune sunnat ke khilaab kiya, isliye jannat mein wo aisi hoor thi jo blind thi. You miss the one sunnah. You know that. Look at the barakah of the sunnah. Huh? Barakah of the sunnah. So, Hazrat Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala's hadith, Abu Dawud Sharif, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Abu Dawud Sharif, jo wuzu kare, achhi tarah wuzu kare. Achhi tarah. Aur yaad rakho, paani ziyadah drop na karo. Jo wuzu kare, to full tap nahi kholo. Thora kholo. Achhi tarah wuzu karo. Then, perform two rakat namaz with devotion, concentration. Usme mistake na ho. Don't make mistake. Farmaya, Allah uske piche sare guna maaf kar dega. Allah will forgive his entire past sin. It's so easy for the summa. So if you read Salatul Tawbah after wuzu, we have committed so many sins in our life. We disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in many, many places. Subhanallah. Make wuzu nicely and perform two rakat namaz, salatul tawbah. Allah will forgive your sins. Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said same thing, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive his entire past sins. One of the sunnat normally we miss, Salama ibn Aqwa radiyallahu ta'ala's hadith in Majma'u Zawaid mentioned, first volume. He was a great sahabi, Salama ibn Aqwa. Jo wuzu se farig ho jaye, when you finish your wuzu, so thora khushbu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to put in his hand and used to put on his beard. This is one of the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why special chapter mentioned in the hadith book, At-tayyib ba'd al-wuzu, At-tayyib ba'd al-wuzu, khushbu after wuzu. Because you must put khushbu, then you come to house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You're coming to stand in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Beautify yourself when you come and stand in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Put some khushbu. You understand? Must spend some money for the fragrance also. Don't be so miser and stingy. We buy everything. We don't buy the khushbu. We buy something cheaper than 2 riyal one. You don't even remember that khushbu within 30 seconds though. Understand? Where's the khushbu? Mushk, oud, amber, must buy. What Nabi Sassim used to use? Oud, mushk, amber. Nice, nice. Some roses. Understand? That you also, you see the khushbu is so good for your memory also. I'm telling you. If you bath and put khushbu, you see other people, when you go to their house as a visitor, you know that, what they say, firstly they burn that khushbu, very nice one, and they says, just put under your kurta, inside. You see the whole body full of fragrance. And our whole body full of sweats, smell. You understand? The angel also ran away. Don't want to stand next to us.
So spend some money. This is sunnah. And normally in our masajid also, we don't even use sometimes fragrance to. You understand? People not, have no time to hoover also. So Allah's house is clean. At least once a week, somebody practice the sunnah also. That buy a special, you know, the oud and amber stick and burn little, but then walk in the masjid. You give him because Juma, the special angel come to write the names of the namazis. Who's coming first, second, and third, fourth? So angel come and they love fragrance. You understand? Khushbu. That's why if you have cigarettes or some onion or something you ate and came in a masjid, believe me, when you smoke and you stand in namaz, I get headache. I break my namaz and go away. Never mind, I'll miss my two rakats. But I can't stand. There is no concentration in namaz. You understand? What about the angels? They created with the noor. I created with the clay. But they created with the noor. You understand? Keep clean your mouth and put fragrance, khushbu, and come to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with the nice clothes. You know that. This is a namaz. First question on the day of Qiyamah about salah. Also, wuzu ke baad tashbik mamnu hai. बैठे बैठे अपनी उंगली को क्या करते हैं वो ना ब्रेक उसको क्या कहते हैं इंग्लिश में भाई शमशुद क्रैकिंग या डोंट क्रैक योर फिंगर्स बट द क्रैकिंग इन द मस्जिद इवन सम ऑफ द हदीस सेज व्हेन यू मेक वुजू एट होम ऑन द वे यू कमिंग यू इन नमाज डोंट इवन क्रैक योर फिंगर्स बिकॉज़ यू इन नमाज व्हाट अबाउट द पर्सन हु standing in the namaz, sometimes cracking the right ankle, the left ankle, like this in the namaz. Huh? Remember, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it. Don't do that. In the hot country, when you go there, if it's some water, it's very, very hot because of the sun. In a hot country, not here, here is not hot. It's okay, here is outside water. But if it's in a hot country, and out of Zohar time, you're making wuzu, the water is so hot in the pot or something. So, Ulama said, mentioned many hadiths in Baihaqi and many other kitabs. He says, must not use that type of water, will bring the leprosy in your body. The sickness of what you call white skin, isn't it? White skin. Is albino or leprosy something? Albino. Albinism. That sickness. What is that? That's Prophet ﷺ taught the Ummah everything. Can you believe that? Can you imagine? While sometime you stop wuzu, you wash your face and you wash your hand and suddenly your wuzu broken now. So you don't carry on. You have to take U-turn and start again face. You understand? I said, no, already I done now. Middle of the half wuzu, see, nice and half is broken, understand? So that namaz never accept. So you have to start again the wuzu. Remember, the masla is mentioned in Musannaf Ibn Abd al-Razzaq. Now the mas'ala, can you use towel after wuzu? It's little but difference, opinion between Imam Shafi'i and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, after wuzu, this both hadiths that. One hadith, not to use towel. One hadith, use towel. But the Jamhur ulama said, you must use a towel. Use a towel. Certain time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't use a towel after wuzu. That's why Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi and Ibn Mudrik al-Makki rahmatullah alayhi, many scholars says, don't use because the water is going to remain on the body and is going to wait on the day of Qiyamah in the scale for you. The water is going to scale for you on the day of Qiyamah. But anyway, even 2 minutes, 3 minutes, then 5 minutes, then the water will go away. So you're not going to scale. Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi, said, Allahu Akbar. Very, very clever. Allah said, in summer,
Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sometime was not using, it's very hot. So he went to leave it just to get more cool.
More cool the body.
But in winter, you feel cold yourself. You know, in winter. So what will happen? He was using his towel. And that is a masala mentioned by Jamur Ulama. In summer, if you don't want to use, don't use. Okay, it will get dry itself. But in winter, you will get sick. You understand? To wipe it out, your hand, your face, everything is better. So, now we're starting how to make wuzu. Very important, guys. Listen. When we begin our wuzu, we must say either fully Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim or another hadith, Bismillah wal Hamdulillah. Bismillah, there are many hadiths there. Some hadiths are Bismillah, Allahumma inni as'aluka tamam al wuzu. Allahumma inni as'aluka tamam al wuzu wa tamam as salah wa tamam al maghfirah. Achhi dua hai. اے اللہ میں وضو کرتا ہوں اے اللہ مجھے مکمل وضو میرا بنا دے میری نماز مکمل بنا دے and مغفر the forgiveness my نماز I get complete my نماز complete وضو and complete forgiveness in the سیحایہ شرح وقایہ mention امام تحاوی رحمت اللہ علیہ بسم اللہ العظیم بسم اللہ العظیم والحمدللہ علی دین الاسلام But easy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Full. Oh Bismillah. Oh Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. The many, many words mentioned in the ahadith. Say Bismillah. Why I'm saying that? Because those who recite Bismillah before wuzu, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala washed all the guna from whole body from the head to toes. And those who do not say Bismillah, and make wuzu, Allah only forgive that four parts of the body's guna. Face, hand, masa, and feet. And if you say Bismillah, Allah will forgive all the sins of the whole body. You get me? Understand? Aage. Wuzu mein, sabse pehle, हाथ धोना सुन्नत है क्या धोना सुन्नत है हाँ अप टू द रिस्ट हैव टू वॉश बोथ हैंड थ्री टाइम बोथ हैंड थ्री टाइम लाइक इमाम गजाली रहमतुल्लाह अलैह समवन आस्क हिम क्वेश्चन लुक एट द फुकहा लुक एट द नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ही मेंशन फर्स्ट वॉश योर हैंड देन गागल द माउथ Then pour water in your nose. But the Quran did not start with the hand. Wash the hair up to the wrist. Quran says, إِذَا كُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ Starting from the face. And here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, start from the hand. Why is difference there? Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, someone asked this question to him. He replied, he said, first, There is a three things you have to see in the water. Color, smell, and taste. Color of the water, and smell of the water, and taste in the mouth. So these three things, firstly you have to find out. He just gave an example like this. Example. Imam Ghazali. He says, first, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, wash your So you will come to know the color of the water. You understand? His water color is changed. Must not use that water for wuzu. It's not permissible to use the water. And after that, you're going to put in the mouth. So you will find the taste. The water is, you know, if it's rotten, you will see smell in your mouth. You will feel a little bit bitter or something. You understand? So you can't use the water. And then you're going to put in the nose. You will understand the water, the smell is okay or not. So that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the wuzu is important amal. Your namaz is not going to accept. You cannot touch the Quran. First do these three things. To wash your both hand up to the wrist and gargle the mouth, pour water in your nose so you can find out the three qualities of the water, the rang, bu and maza, the color, smell and taste. If the water is perfectly fine, now you bismillah, start your washing your face, hand, so your namaz will be accepted by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Remember, so many people when they make wuzu, straight away they put water and they gargle the mouth. No. You don't do that. First you have to wash your hand 3 times up to the wrist. Then you must take water. And because you use your hand so many places, you don't know it's park and not park. You don't know so much dust is there. You will get sick. Prophet ﷺ, it's so merciful for Ummat. He says, first wash your hand 3 times. If it's something touched on your hands, what do you do? Same thing for the washing. Wash your hand before eat also. You must wash your hand. Otherwise, the same, you know, the jarasim will go in your mouth. You will get sick. Will mix with the food and go in your stomach. You will get sick. Wash your hand. So first you must wash your hand, then put the water in the mouth. Gargle the mouth. Subhanallah. Why I'm saying that? Listen to the hadith mentioned in Sunan al-Kubra. Abu Jubair radiallahu ta'ala said, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, make wuzu in front of me. Do we do that? No. We don't teach our friends how to make wuzu. How to make wuzu. You understand? Sometimes some people, they feel bad. You don't know how to make wuzu. You understand? So easiest way, our ulama says, you tell him, "Bhai, hey, I think so, I'm missing something. I don't know how to make wuzu. Just watch my wuzu. I'm doing properly or not." So he will learn also like this. This way also you can teach him. And other way, you can sit together, teach each other how to make wuzu. Because Sahaba, they were no Bukhari, no Muslim, no Tirmizi, Usman radiallahu anhu, many Sahaba, they used to call the Sahaba, sit down. I will show you how Prophet ﷺ was making wuzu. Practically. Because al-wuzu, silahul mu'min, and half of the key of the ibadat. Your wuzu is perfect. Your namaz is perfect. Your wuzu is not perfect. Your namaz is not accepted. You have to do proper wuzu first. So, Nabi Sassam told him, come here. Do wuzu. Make wuzu in front of me. Hazrat Jubair radiallahu anhu, what he said? Firstly, he took water and he put in his mouth. He gargled first. So, Nabi Sassam said, Ay Jubair, don't put water in your mouth first. Why? He says, this is different between non-Muslim and Muslim. Non-Muslim first, they gargle the mouth. And Muslim first, wash the hand. You understand? Ye rahe, bila haath achhi tarah dhoye, kulli karna, ye kafir ka kaam hai, mu'min. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, okay, bring water. I'll show you how to make wuzu. Then he showed him how to make wuzu. You understand? Or sleeping, tired. Listening. One masla you will learn, you will get 1,000 nafal rakats reward. 1,000? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu hadith. Our Sheikh Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah always used to emphasize, sit down, done masla. Ibadat you can do so much, but if it is not correct, Allah is not going to accept. Learn masla first. That's why, faqihun wahidun ashaddu ala shaitani min alfi abid. One mufti, one faqih is more heavier above shaitan, for the shaitan, more than 1,000 worshippers. 1,000 worshippers. Can you imagine? It's so important to learn each masla. Look at the masail of the wuzu. That's our main base. Every day we're making wuzu. We don't know how to make wuzu. So many times, we were making wuzu, we don't know, 60 years, 40 years, we don't know Allah except our namaz. We must learn that. That's why Sahaba used to teach them. Not giving big masail, bayan, so much. Basic. For law, many masail you have to go Darul Uloom. But basic masail, that's we're going to use every day. Wuzu, namaz, zakat, hajj, these are basic masail. Ghusl, basic masail. Mention here that kulli or naak mein kis tarah haath se pani daale. Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, he took water in his right palm and he did, he put in his mouth and he gargled the mouth. Gargled the mouth, no, people like screaming. Gargled the mouth from the right to left, left to the right. Understand? That's important to understand. Put more water and gargle from the right to left, left to the right. Then spit out. Then second time. Do it again. Then third time. So what will happen inside the mouth after brush or after miswak? Inshallah. On the tongue also be clean, inshallah. So when you read Quran, your tongue is clean. Samajhte ho? Okay. Hazrat Ali Karamallah Wajhu ki hadith hai. He says, take water in the right side and he put in his mouth and he gargled the mouth. Then what he did? The hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif. He took water 3 times in the mouth, then took water, put in his nose. Understand? One is to put water in the nose, naak mein pani dalna, phir upar se khinchna. And then bahir nikalna, to put water, not like this, not with the right hand, with the left hand. You understand? This too, like this. 3 times. The hadith, Prophet said, Shaitan sleep overnight. Where kaan sota hai? Pata hai tumhe? Shaitan ka bistar kidhar batao? Tumhare saath mein next hai? Naak mein sota hai. Kaan sota hai? Naak mein sota hai. Puri raat tumhare saath. Agar dua pad li to tere kareeb nahi aayega. If you read the duas, he's not going to come to you. Otherwise, while you're watching TV, you're aa gaya shaitan. Dost ban gaya tera. The whole night he would make you fly here and there, sometimes on the mountain, dropping from mountain, this and the Mulsa, bad dreams coming so many times. It's going to come. Hey, wuzu. Miswa, you're going to sleep next to your wife. Miswa. You understand? Otherwise, you're going to say, you have to signal here. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Aisha, whenever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in the house, firstly, he didn't miswa. He's going to talk to his wife now. We don't do that. We do only just wuzu time. That's why Imam Bukhari brought the hadith, end of the namaz and end of the wuzu. Supposed to mention the beginning. He brought end of the wuzu to show me and you that wuzu, the miswak, is not only beginning time. It's end time also. Go to sleep, miswak, brush something. Then, and read dua, sit down and read three kuls and blow on. Rasulullah s.a.w. for whole life, he used to sit down on his bed, reading 4 kuls, blowing on his body. 3 kuls, some hadith, blowing on his body. Ayatul Kursi, Aman al-Rasul, Umar radiallahu anhu says, the person is majnoon and mad who don't recite the last 2 ayat of Surah Baqarah and sleep. Last 2 ayat, Aman al-Rasul till end. He's a pagal admi hai, jo ye pare bagair soye. Ye pare bagair soye. Isko par kar soye, tajud ka bhi sawab hai. In the ayat you can see, Rabbana, 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 Rabbana. On each and every Rabbana Allah says, Labbaik, I am hazir, what you want? Allah is asking you. Understand? So naak saaf kar, the clean your nose with the left hand, not with the digger diamond. Digger diamond. Always diamond digger karta rehta hai. No. Even you need to clean your nose with the left hand. Not picking with the right hand. You are going to eat with the food with the right hand. Not with the right hand. With the left hand. You want to clean your nose with the left hand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do all the good things. The right side. And all those things which is normal don't like wearing shoes, first right. When you used to take out, left. You're wearing the trousers, first right. And taking out, first left. When you take out kurta, when you're wearing kurta, right hand first. Then left. When you take it out, left first. Then right. Dangi karna, kum, all this in Shamayil mentioned. Right side first. Then left side. You cut your hair, tell the barber, right side first. Right side. You understand? Abu Akabirin used to practice. I remember Hazrat Maulana Abraul Haq Sahab Hardoi Rahmatullahi came to Darulum. And one great mufti, subhanallah, from years he was a mufti. Him and Abraul Sahab started talking from inside Masjid, coming out. Some Masai was talking, both of them, and coming out. And look at the talking Masai while they're coming out from Masjid. Like when I finish my bayan, somebody asking the masla while I'm talking, coming out. The mufti sahab came out with the right foot. With the right foot. Look at the talking. Mona Brown sahab Hardoi Rahmatullahi was so sharp. He got so angry. Believe me, I have seen him. So angry. Who gave you the certificate of mufti? You don't know how to come out from the masjid. This is not sunnah to come out with the left foot. Go under jao pehle. Go inside. And come out with sunnat. Are you talking? Hamare akabir sunnat ki itne zyada paband the. Hai na? Isiliye maine kal parsu kaha tha. Hazrat ji Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullah alayhi. It was very old. It's like unconscious. Maulana Limia sahab rahmatullah alayhi mentioned. Allah. And Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullah alayhi also mentioned. Allahu Akbar. That he was wearing the leather socks to make masa on it because some can't bend properly. Just wear that and make masa. Subhanallah. He was pointing. He can't even talk. It was the final few days left or few hours. He can't talk properly. So he was shaking his both leg, meaning pointing, take my socks out. So the khadim came and he's taking out the right one. He's taking out the right one. In that condition, Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullah pull his leg. He didn't allow him to take out my socks. Then he did it again. He was in a pain. Then second time, he was shaking his both, you know. So the Karim take it out, start taking out the right side again. He pulled again. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullah was just crossed from there. And he said, Hazrat want to take out socks. And he is pointing like this, but I'm taking out. He's not allowing me to take it out. Hazrat said, how are you taking out? He said, I'm taking out this. Pagal. Left side. Is aadmi ne zindagi par sunnat ke khilaf koi kaam nahi kiya. Kya marne ki halat mein sunnat ke khilaf karega? Take out the left. When he took it out left, easily. Easy. He allowed him. You understand? That's why. Remember. Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullah says, kutub banna ho, abdal banna ho, sheikh bade wali banna ho. So when the people are not practicing sunnat, at that time you were practicing sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will become kutub and abdal, wali of Allah. Maulana Fadlur Rahman sahab, Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullah alayhi. Fadlur Rahman sahab, he said, wali banne ka bahut aasan nuskha mentioned. Wali banne ka bahut aasan nuskha. Ye baat Maulana Ilyas sahab rahmatullah alayhi ne Maulana Yusuf sahab rahmatullah alayhi ko bhi kaha tha, kutub banna hai. I don't know what you mean kutub ka kya matlab. And told him same thing. He says sunnat ko sunnat ka istehzar. Sunnat, you practice in sunnat with the constitution that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did, that's why I'm doing. That's constitution. If in your mind and you do, you will get 100 martyrs reward. If likewise you do 20 sunnat a day, 20 sunnat, 2,000 martyrs reward a day you can earn. Samajh mein aati hai baat? Alaykum bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'atu shaheed. Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani wa man ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah. Those who love my sunnah, they love me. Those who love my sunnah, they love Rasulullah. And those who love Rasulullah, they will enter in Jannah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So become wali is very easy. I kiss my grandson, so I must think first. Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Fulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, our Sheikh, also mentioned, bachche ko bosa de rahe. Yes, it's your child. It's your child, you must kiss. One Nabi Sahib was kissing his grandson, Hazrat Hassan or Hussein. One Sahabi, Salama Ibn al-Aqba, or some Sahabi came, say, Ya Rasulullah, I got 5 sons. I never kissed my children at all. For man, Allah ke Nabi Sahib said, what I can do if Allah removed the rahmah and mercy from your heart? If you got rahmat in your heart, definitely you're going to kiss your child. You're going to kiss your grandchildren. So Rasulullah says, Sunnah, before you kiss your child. Normally we kiss the small children. We kiss the big children also. Even though the age of 50, when they come to your house, Assalamu alaikum, and kiss on the forehead. Kiss on the cheek. They'll get more love for you. You understand? They'll get more love for you. The parents remember this. We don't do that. Look at here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Abu Bakr Siddiq, even though on the body, on the forehead of Rasulullah, he's kissing him. Many, many waqiyat and stories. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to kiss. Sahaba used to kiss. So we don't kiss our children. That's why they don't have love. The mother and father have to kiss the children whenever they come. You will see, they will melt. Children will melt. My mother loved me so much. Every time you kiss beta, like this, on the head, give some dua. Give some dua. Anything. Not every time shouting and shouting and shouting and swearing like our mothers, they do that at home. You understand? So remember, there is a way. Kabhi lakri se bhi mara karte ho, kabhi akhlaq se bhi mara karte hai. Sometimes you can beat with the stick, sometimes you can beat with the good character. You understand? Lekin akhlaq wala, Allah ke nabi ne kaha, dekho, sari dunya mein ilah islam phail gaya. You understand? So, Hazrat mentioned, Shah Abdul Ghani Fulpuri Rahmatullahi, before you kiss the child, just concentrate my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kiss his grandson. I am going to kiss my child with the same intention. Meaning, Sunnat of Rasulullah. Straight away you will get 100 martyrs reward. Arey bhai, 100 shaheed ka sawab koi kam hai? 100 shaheed ka sawab. Aur aaj kal ke shaheed nahi. Us zamane ke. Ye sunnat ka value hai. Sunnat ka. Allama Shabbir Ahmad Usmani farmate. I was reading full Quran. But so many times the whisper come in my mind. The thought come in my mind that Allah mentioned other Anbiya alayhi salam's names many, many, many times in the Quran. My Nabi's name only 4 times. While he's the Imamul Anbiya. He's the Imamul Anbiya. I don't understand. Why Allah did not mention his name many, many times. Then one day he said, I started Quran. I reached to the ayah. Kul in kuntum tuhibbuna allaha fattabi'uni. If you follow my Nabi, then Allah will love you. Everything on the base of Rasulullah. There is no any Nabi. Only Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you practice his sunnah, Allah love you. If you listen to Rasulullah, Allah love you. One Nabi, wallahi. One Nabi. Allah Ta'ala created me and you in the Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummat. We are very fortunate by. Not the long azkar and zikr, and he go toilet, you know how to go toilet. He does lots of wazaif. He don't know how to make wuzu and what is the sunnah of wuzu. He don't know how to sleep, what is sunnah of sleep. These things we have to learn. You want to get close to Rasulullah? With sunnah of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi. Rozi ki halat mein, bahut andar se pani na dalo. Don't even gargle so hard, otherwise water will go inside. Problem, roza will break, remember. Besides fasting, acha, 3 times in the mouth and 3 times the nose. 3 martaba muh mein dale, aur 3 martaba kahan dale? Naak mein pani dale. Naak ke baad, now you have to wash your face 3 times. 3 times, you have to wash your face. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was washing 3 times. Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, sometimes he did 2 times, sometimes he did 1 time. 1 time is farz, 3 times is sunnah. Because it was lack of water, there was not so much water. He did 1 time and he got the water, 2-3 times to get the reward of sunnah. It's sunnah, remember, 1 time is farz. One thing remember, Dari ka khilal, khilal of the beard, Dari ka khilal. Remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif, in Sunan al-Kubra also, in many hadith books, he used to take water in his hand. And, understand, like this. Take water, not like this, and not like this. Omar ek saathi tha, wo keh rahe hai ke, Mol sahab, you're calling somebody. Who? You're calling somebody. That's not khilal. Take water in your hand and understand? Like this. Because this under chin sometimes get dry. Your wuzu is not done. So try. Is tarah khilal karna, ye bhi sunnat e rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai. And khilal of the fingers also, remember. Why I'm saying that? Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made khilal and he says, Allah told me to do like this. Mere Rab ne hukam diya hai. My Allah told me to do that. Another hadith of Anas bin Malik mentioned Ibn Abi Shayba that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and he says, when you make wuzu, make khilal of the beard. You understand? So ye hai khilal. داری کا خلال کرنا ہے اور میں نے سمجھایا تھا کون حضرت مولانا خواجہ معین الدین چشتی was crying missed one خلال missed was crying for 3 days he said why are you crying he said I heard someone is telling me that you're calling yourself wali Allah's Nabi's friend and you don't even practice the sunnah now wash the hand up to the elbow, not till the elbow, up to the elbow. 3 times. How are you going to wash it? Like this? No. Not like this. Nabi Sassu used to put water. He used to put water like this. You understand? So put your hand on the needle of tap and wash. The water goes here. You understand? 3 times like this and 3 times. Not like this. This is the way how to make wash both hands. Samajhte hain yaar ki behosh ho gaye sun rahe na sar ka masa time nahi hai isliye short dekho sar ka masa pure sar ka imam malik kiya farz hai imam malik rahmatullah se farz ye khilal of the fingers toes and fingers is farz by imam ahmad bin hanbal farz why Because in winter, the skin is dry skin there. So inside the water doesn't go inside. So it's remain dry. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw some sahabi is going to come, didn't wash properly the heel. And you can see because of dry skin, some dry place you can see is shining from the back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shouted them, Wailul lil aqabi minan nar. Wailul lil aqabi minan nar. Woe to this heel will go in Jahannam. Allah Nabi says, tell you who? Sahaba. Because your heel is dry. So likewise in the toes also sometime. With baby finger. This is called baby finger. Last finger. You know that. Put on the, start from the right small baby toe. Start from there. Put water and make khilal. Start from the right and to the left. You understand? It's first according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Our Imam Sibi Sunnah to do khilal. To khilal of both finger and both hands and khilal of the toes. I explain you, sar ka masa. Sar ka masa ka tariqa kya hai? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometime is to wear the topi imama. That's why they said that it's permissible to make masa on the imama. But that the muhaddisin understood that sometime he used to move like this imama and doing. So sometimes those who seen him, they thought he made masawe on the imam. He did like this masa, and then put it nicely, the imama. So some people, they thought what? Some sahaba, that he made masa on the imam. Otherwise, is not permissible to do masah on the topi on the imama. Remember, you have to remove and take water, new water, not the same water. You can't. It's better to use new water. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah says to take new water is first. Okay, yeah. Take water, wet proper hand, and then just three fingers will go from here, what Fuqaha said, here till the end. Finish three fingers this side, that side, like this. Okay? And then palm from the back to front. Palm. So his whole is done. Left is two only. Three in the middle and from the back, palm. And then shahadat finger from the inside, bring it up. And the thumb behind the thumb, like this. You got me? You understand? Like this, and then bring it front, and then inside the ears with shahadat finger and thumb behind the ear. This is the way of masah, how to do full head masah. I'm telling you according to the fuqaha, what they mention in fiqh kitab. So pure sar ka masah karna sunnat hai. Understand? And with two hands is sunnat also. Not with one hand. Two hands do all sunnat. One is like, some people do like this. No. You didn't practice sunnah. Some people, they hold topi or and then like this. No. Understand? Only one time with both hands. So do full head masah is sunnat. Do both hand, use both hand also sunnat. Remember that. And I explain you. And also that masah of the neck. Understand? Most of the fuqaha said, only some said it's bidah. It's not bidah. Many hadiths mention the neck is piche bhi masah karna. है पीछे भी मसा करना है हमारे हजरत मौलाना ज़ुल्फ़िकार साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह फरमाते हैं कि एक अंग्रेज ने देखा एक मुसलमान को वुजू करते हुए he was making masah like this at the back. I said, why are you doing like this? He said, our Nabi said we have to do it. He says we tell every day because I am in charge of the mental hospital. Mental hospitals, the अंग्रेज said. So I tell them to pour water in your neck. With that, inshallah, slowly your mentalness will finish. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us from years ago to put, because behind left and front everything we finished, and behind just put like this, pass it on the neck is mustahab. Is mustahab. Remember, wash both feet up to the ankle, not ankle. And main thing, वुजू के बाद आफ्टर वुजू लुंगी पर शर्मगाह की जगह इजार पर पानी छिड़क दो मुस्तहब वुजू आफ्टर वुजू टेक लिटिल बिट वाटर एंड जस्ट स्प्रिंकल ऑन द प्लेस ऑफ प्राइवेट पार्ट द हदीस इज कोटेड इन तिर्मिजी हजरत अबू हुरैरा रज़ियल्लाहु तआला सेज इज मुस्तहब नॉट सुन्नत नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड हमारे पास जिब्राइल अलैहिस्सलाम तशरीफ लाए एंड ही टॉट मी हाउ टू मेक वुजू एंड देन ही टोल्ड मी टू स्प्रिंकल वाटर लिटिल बट नॉट अ फुल अप जग ओके जस्ट अ लिटिल बट अंडरस्टैंड एंड स्प्रिंकल और कोई कहेगा इसको पेशाब करके आया नहीं तो उसके इजार में पेशाब हो गया लिटिल बट क्यों व्हाई इज दैट जिब्राइल अलैहिस्सलाम केम ब्रॉट फर्स्ट वही He taught Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the wuzu and namaz when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam completed and says, take water and pour kahan par dalna hai? Apne sharamgaah par. Taake shaitani waswase dur ho jaye. It's better to remove the shaitani waswasa. This amal is done in Maulana Yusuf Sahib bin Nuri Rahmatullah mentioned in Ma'arif al-Sunan in the Shara of the Tirmidhi Sharif. One more thing. Time ho gaya? Nahi. 2 minutes. Okay, one more thing that once you finish wuzu, done everything, in those times Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make wuzu in the pot. You know, the remain water from there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to stand up and used to drink 3 sip of water. There's 2 water you can drink, not wajib and farz. You can while you're standing. Number one, zamzam. Number two, after wuzu, the remain water. 3 sip, not full jug. Understand? 3 sip. You stand and drink. Special chapter, Imam Tirmizi rahmatullah ali mentioned. Ji, khade hokar wuzu ke baad pani ko peena. Special chapter he wrote in Tirmizi Sharif. In the Sharah of the Tirmizi Sharif, Mufti Muzaffar Hussain sahab, Kandelvi rahmatullah ali, who was a mufti and who was a principal of Saharanpur in the time of Maulana Zakaria sahab rahmatullah ali, and he taught Tirmizi Sharif for 40 years. He wrote the Sharah of the Tirmizi Sharif. Sharah of the Tirmizi Sharif, name is Durus-e-Muzaffari. In the second volume, he mentioned that Allama Ismail Nablusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he mentioned there, he's called. He says, whenever any problem came in my life, anytime any problem came in my life, I made wuzu properly, perfectly, according to Sunnah and Mustahabbah. Thereafter, I took the water, I drank the 3 sip of the remain water of wuzu with my intention, Ya Allah, with this problem. He says, whenever I did this amal for any problems, Allah removed my problems. It's a very powerful time. Very, very powerful. Because Prophet Rasulullah also used to drink. But let me go in the Muhaddiseen, what they said. Muhaddiseen said, when you make wuzu, Allah remove the guna from the outside. Eyes, mouth, ears, head, hands and leg. When you stand up and drink 3 sip of water, Allah remove the guna of your heart. You understand? Remove the guna of the heart. There is some barakah in the sunnah, bhai. Allah mein amal ki taufeeq nasib kare. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, jo kuch baat kahi jati hai. Ab reh gayi, aakhri baat, abhi nahi, kal inshallah. Wo kya hai? Wuzu ke baad dua parna hai. वो तो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. हम तो पढ़ते ही नहीं है. हम तो वुजू भी करते करते बात करते हैं और वुजू के बाद भी बात करते हैं. वी डोंट इवन रिमेंबर द दुआ आफ्टर वुजू इज सो इंपॉर्टेंट इंशाल्लाह. सो वी विल फिनिश दैट फर्स्ट टुमारो एंड देयर आफ्टर इंशाल्लाह वी विल टुनाइट इफ सम वही कम देन इंशाल्लाह वी विल चूज अनदर चैप्टर इंशाल्लाह. Okay, but there is nothing in my mind now, inshallah. Tonight, I'm going to think, inshallah, what is good for me and for you, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawla Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina. Laka alhamdu wa laka shukru, laka alhamdu wa laka shukru, laka alhamdu wa laka shukru. Ya arhamur rahimeen, ya akramul akramin, iftari ka time hai. Ilahul alameen, hum sab ki maghfirat farma le. Allah, tere nabi ne farmaya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne, lissaimi farhatan, ke saim ke liye do khushiyan hai, ek iftari ki aur دوسری سب سے بڑی خوشی ہے جب اس کی موت آئے گی خوشی کے ساتھ اللہ کے پاس جائے گا. اے اللہ جب ہماری موت آئے زبان پر کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور تیری رضا ہو اس حالت میں ہم تیرے پاس آ جائیں, یا اللہ اس روزے کی برکت سے ہمیں وہ خوشیاں بھی نصیب کر دینا, یا اللہ روزے کی برکت سے وہ خوشی بھی نصیب کر دینا. یا اللہ یہ تیری توفیق سے ہم نے روزہ رکھا. ذہب الزمان وابتلت القلوب وجب الاجر انشاءاللہ. انشاءاللہ اللہ کے نبی نے بتلایا کہ تجھے تو ڈائبیٹس تھی, تو روزہ نہیں رکھ سکتا تھا. تجھے تو بلڈ پریشر تھی, تو روزہ نہیں رکھ سکتا تھا, لیکن اللہ نے تیرے لیے روزہ آسان کر دیا. اے اللہ اس پر اجر اللہ تجھے دے گا. الہ العالمین ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرما, ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرما, ہماری عبادتوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ جو بھی بیمار انہیں شفا عطا فرما, جو پریشان حال ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ اس وقت ہم دعا کرتے ہیں غزہ کے لیے, فلسطین کے لیے, مسجد اقصی کے لیے. یا اللہ وہاں آسانیاں پیدا فرما, آسانیاں پیدا فرما. دنیا میں کیا کیا ہو رہا ہے, ارحم الراحمین حالات کو ٹھیک فرما دے, حالات کو ٹھیک فرما دے. ورنہ مہنگائی مہنگائی ہے, پریشانی ہی پریشانی ہے. اللہ مسلمانوں کی حالت کو نارمل فرما دے, آسانی پیدا فرما دے. اے اللہ تیری نبی کی امت پر رحم فرما دے, تیرے نبی کی لادلی امت پر رحم فرما دے. اے اللہ تیرے نبی کی لادلی امت پر رحم فرما دے, کرم فرما دے, عفو عافیت کا معاملہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین مسجد اقصی کو آزاد فرما, مسجد اقصی کو آزاد فرما. اے اللہ وہاں کے مسلمانوں کو ہمت نصیب فرما, ہمت نصیب فرما. اور جو لوگ پوری دنیا میں جہاں جہاں بیٹھ کر دعائیں کرتے ہیں مسجد اقصیٰ کے لیے، تیرے حرم کے لیے، مسلمانوں کے لیے اللہ ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، ان کو بے انتہا ثواب نصیب فرما. یا اللہ میری مغفرت فرما، میری مغفرت فرما. اللہ ہمارے بیوی بچوں کی مغفرت فرما، اے اللہ ہمارے بھائی بہنوں کی مغفرت فرما، اس پورے مجمع کی مغفرت فرما، پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما، زندوں کی مغفرت فرما، مردوں کی مغفرت فرما، میرے دوست احباب کی مغفرت فرما، میرے محسنین کی مغفرت فرما، ہم سے محبت رکھنے والوں کی مغفرت فرما، ہم سے تعلق اور بیعت کے ساتھ جڑنے والوں کی مغفرت فرما. یا اکرم الاکرمین، ایمان کے ساتھ باقی رکھنا جب ہماری موت آئے زبان پر کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہو، تیری رضا ہو، موت ہم سب کو نصیب کر دینا. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزت.